The Moravian town of Nové Město is renaming a street on its main square in honor of a Jewish family whose tragic fate featured in the international bestseller Hannah's Suitcase. The tribute comes ahead of the anniversary of the death of the only family member to have survived the Holocaust, who was denied a Czech state honor due to an unrelated political spat. Brian Kennedy has more.
Yishi Brady, also known as George after immigrating to Canada in 1951, was the only member of his family to have survived the Holocaust. His good friend Jaromir Černý, a former mayor of Nové Město, says he was a wonderful man full of good cheer, despite his eternal grief over the loss of his kid sister, Hanna.
In the time of the Nazi protectorate, when they were no longer allowed to go to school, he and his sister buried a bottle here in the garden. They put a message in it about their wishes for how they would like the world to be. About 5 years ago, he and his daughter dug up the garden, but they didn't find it.
After leaving office, Černý, a journalist and researcher who collaborated with Brady for decades, wrote a book chronicling the fate of his town's Jewish community. In that spirit, the town hall decided to rename Vratislav Square after the Brady family, which lived there above a shop run by George and Hannah's father. George was only 14 and his sister 11 when they were separated from their parents and interned in the Theresienstadt ghetto and concentration camp in Czechoslovakia. Within 2 years, they were sent to the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. More than half a century later, a suitcase bearing his sister's name, a number, and the German word for orphan, Waisenkind, made its way to a children's Holocaust education center in Japan, and their story was told in the 2002 bestseller Hannah's Suitcase. In an interview with Radio Prague, George recalled what happened to his sister back in September 1944.
They made 10 transports to Auschwitz, and I was in the first one, and Hannah then was in the next to the last one, and she was looking forward to actually see me. She asked her cousin to fix her hair so that she looks pretty when she sees me. And when she got there, so they just cut her hair and then they killed her.
George escaped while on a prisoner death march in January 1945, a month shy of his 17th birthday. He returned to Nové Město after the war, but fled the country after the communist coup in 1948, eventually settling in Toronto, Canada. Having promised himself, when a prisoner, that he would help those in need if he survived the war, he worked for numerous charitable organizations. For his work educating youth about the Holocaust, which intensified after the publication of Hannah's Suitcase, he was awarded the Order of Ontario and Germany's Order of Merit, as well as the Queen Elizabeth II Diamond Jubilee Medal, among other accolades. But in 2016, President Miloš Zeman denied him a state honor, the Order of Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, after Brady's relative, then the culture minister, met exiled Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama, against the wishes of Zeman, an ardent supporter of China. George Brady died in Toronto this past January at the age of 90. Only days before his passing, he was still answering letters sent by children from around the world who had been inspired by his sister's story.